Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 9th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel, chapters 43 to 45. Understand the greatness of God's glory. We read in Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 1 and 2 and verses 4 and 5 like this. The words of the prophet Ezekiel. Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces towards the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the glory of the Lord came into the temple by way of the gate which faces towards the east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. In a dramatic reversal of the departure of God's glory, prophet Ezekiel saw God's glory returning from the east to dwell once again in his temple. Earlier in the book of Ezekiel, we saw the glory cloud reluctantly leaving the temple at Jerusalem about 19 years ago. Here, God's glory is pictured as returning to the city from the east. The word glory is a derivative of the Hebrew word kabod that is used to describe the worthiness of something in the form of greatness and splendor. God's glory is described in the Old Testament as taking the form of a cloud. The glory of the Lord also filled the temple as he filled the tabernacle, the temple of Solomon at its dedication, and the temple in the vision of Isaiah. Let us now understand the greatness of God's glory. God has displayed his glory to his people time and again, and has lately displayed his glory through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God's glory is exhibited in his name, his majesty, his power, his works, and his holiness. The scriptures describe God's glory as great, eternal, rich, and highly exalted. However, we have all come short of God's glory. As we read in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 like this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." To counteract this, Jesus Christ became the earthly manifestation of God's glory that we read in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14 like this, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Let us be aware that the glory of God will return completely in the person of our Lord Jesus when he comes to reign one day in the future. In fact, even now the earth is full of the glory of God, which is not yet understood by the people of the earth. God's word promises that the knowledge of God's glory shall fill the earth one day. For us today, the appropriate response to understanding and appreciating the glory of God is to reverence him by bowing before him as Ezekiel did. Let us bow down before him and give him the reverence that is due unto him who is Jesus Christ today. We read the words of Apostle Paul as he is written to the church in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11 like this, as he speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. "Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those of earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."